It's time to turn the spotlight on local, national, and international affairs, plus some goss and scandal. And here's the man that does that so well, Mitchell Dye.
And good morning. It's great to be here for another Tuesday morning. And right off the bat, I'm going to now be joined by Lita Gillies from the ASU. She's the branch coordinator. Lita, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mitchell.
And you're talking about these potential job losses at Melbourne Water. Could you just tell us about the current situation there?
Well, under the Liberal government's Fairer Water Bills initiative, what's happened in most of the water corporations and catchment management organisations is that they've had to find money savings, and Melbourne Water has basically already gone through a very big process of not renewing contracts, looking at planned maintenance schedules, so the upgrade of infrastructure, and has only kept on the most urgent of those. And now we've had the heads up, or been given the heads up on the ground, that the new CEO, Michael Wandermaker, is planning another 120 jobs being made redundant across the organisation, which is a concern.
Is the Fairer Water Bills initiative a reasonable initiative, but you're saying that maybe they should find the savings somewhere else?
I think that the Fairer Water Bills initiative is great if you want to buy votes, to be honest with you, because everyone likes to save a little bit of money. There's no doubt about that. The reality of what that means inside organisations that are trying to upkeep infrastructure that's already aged is that it has a very significant negative impact. Already in a lot of the water corporations and in the regional catchment management authorities, we're seeing that management are less likely to have engineering backgrounds and the technical skills that they need to be able to make some very serious decisions around that sort of infrastructure. Now they're sort of more people managers. So the people on the ground are the people with the expertise. What happens when you get rid of the people on the ground actually doing the work is that there's no one with the expertise to actually make really good government decisions.
Yeah, okay, very interesting. So maybe this Fairer Water Bills initiative is not necessarily required, you're saying, and then the jobs could be saved.
Well, I think that there should be a look at what they want out of water. Water is public. It's a public asset. Are they supposed to be running like a privatised company? We should have access to water and it should be cheap. But then you can't, on the other hand, say, well, water should be cheap for the public, but, you know, at the same time we need to run like a profit-making corporation. That's the issue.
Okay.
So they're not, they should be non-profit, they are public assets, and we should be looking after people and giving everybody access to cheap water, or as cheap as possible, if not free.
Is it a not-for-profit organisation currently, or are they trying to turn a profit?
They're trying to make it into a corporation,
right,
that does make money and shows savings when they place their finances in with the Treasury Department.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an interesting issue going forward, but I really appreciate you taking the time this morning to have a chat with us.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Lita Gillies there from the Australian Services Union.